Back here on the Mighty 690, we have coming up on 10:10 on the clock here as we return to the 90s once again here today after a cooler start. We have joining us in studio from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa.
How are you?
Doing well. And, you know, we made it through, able to pull off the fireworks show here for Independence. It was a little dicey there for a moment.
It was. We were scheduled to have rain clear up until, I think, the time of the show. And where I was watching the fireworks from, not a drop fell from the sky, but there was definitely a light show before the light show, so yeah. Lots of lightning.
And unfortunately, I know they had to cancel the band concert there because it was just kind of iffy right there. I really didn't know exactly quite what those storms were going to do.
That's right.
But I know you're going to be talking about the band a little bit later on here on our update today.
That's right. And you were talking before we went on air about the weather. You have a big weekend in Coffeyville?
We do, yes. It's the biggest, probably biggest one-day event of the year for Coffeyville is Summer Celebration. So.
And I saw that, I just lost their names, but the individuals who contribute to this big event got a key to the city?
They did, Gail and Kathy Smith. So
yes.
A big shout-out to them for 10 years doing this.
That's awesome. I saw that on Facebook, so that's amazing. So, okay. And as I've said before, no rain dances, right? So,
right.
Yeah, because we have a big golf tournament this weekend for the chamber. So we need it to at least remain dry from about 7 o'clock until noon. And then.
Okay.
Then it can. No, but then it can only rain in Independence, not in Coffeyville.
Yeah.
So. Well. Back to the Mid-Continent Band. So tonight they will play their concert in the park, and it will start at 8 o'clock. And this evening's conductor is Thomas Makowitz, and he is doing a themed presentation this evening, and it's called Rock Solid, Ready for Life's Challenges. And the songs are going to be Circle of Life, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Avengers Theme, and more. So should be some good music this evening. So get out and enjoy the Mid-Continent Band at 8 o'clock in the Hilly Band Shell.
And it's not going to rain tonight.
And it's not going to rain tonight. That's correct. And then Kids College is happening at on the campus of Independence Community College. And tomorrow from 11 to 12 at the ICC Fieldhouse, they're having cheer camp. And it's completely free. If you want information about it, to sign up, you go to ndcc.edu. But they've been having a series of summer camps all summer long. And so tomorrow will be cheer camp. So I'm sure that will be fun for all the kids that want to participate. Again, that's at the ICC Fieldhouse from 11 to 12 tomorrow. The Community Crisis Team supports the Adopt-A-Family program at Christmas time, but they also do one for Adopt-A-Family in July, and it's where they sponsor a child in order to give them a pair of shoes and a nice outfit to start the school year in August. And so right now, I think the sign up is tomorrow is the last day you can sign up if you want your child involved in that program. And then they're also still soliciting people to sponsor a family. So if you would like to shop for a child, you can do that. Or if you would like to just give a monetary donation, that is acceptable as well. And so if you would like to adopt a child, you can call. It's probably easier if you just email them. And it's an easy email to remember. It's communitycrisisteam0@gmail.com. And they'll get you all matched up. And if you'd like to just donate some funds for the Christmas in July, you can send those to Community Crisis Team, P.O. Box 1485. And I wanted to remind everyone that they are under the umbrella of the Community Foundation for Independence. So that means it's that your donation is tax deductible as well. So again, it's time to support the youth of our community through Christmas in July, getting all the kids ready to go back to school in August, feeling very confident with a new outfit and a pair of shoes. if you need more information about that, if you miss the details of the email or the you need the phone number, you can always give us a call at the chamber office and we'll share that information. The Diversity Task Force under the Chamber of Commerce is having a movie night, and that it's actually not a movie night, it's a movie afternoon, and it will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the library, 220 East Maple, and they're showing the movie Champions, and it stars Woody Harrelson, and it is about a former minor league basketball coach who got into some trouble and was court-ordered to manage a team of players with intellectual disabilities, and he soon realizes that he develops a special bond with these players, and it's a great movie. I've seen it before, and encourage anyone who has the flexibility with their schedule to head to the library at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and enjoy that. They're doing a series of movies, and I believe they have one scheduled for next month as well, and it's always on the second Wednesday of the month through October, so put that on your calendar. So this week, as I said, we have our golf tournament on Saturday, but it's a busy week at the Chamber because we have First Friday as well, and it's not the first Friday of July, but last week when it was the holiday, so we moved First Friday to the second Friday. Kansas Workforce One will be our business sponsor, so they're taking care of covering the cost of the muffins and coffee from Annie Mae's, and Mr. Farthing always donates a bowl of fresh fruit, so it's a great little mini breakfast to get you started, and lots of great speakers are lined up to share information with us this Friday. So we have Rhonda Steven, who is the director at Little House on the Prairie, and I was just texting with her a little bit ago. She is going to be talking all about Little House on the Prairie, Carry Days that will happen in August, another event that will happen that same time with a musical on the prairie, as well as the Netflix relaunch. There's lots of trailers out there. I just saw a new one a few days ago, and it looks like it's going to be a great series. And in fact, I need to brush up on my information, but I think they've already signed for a second season already. So looks to be very popular. So Rhonda will be speaking about Little House on the Prairie. And then Jude Stafford, who is a 2022 high school graduate and just recently graduated from Harvard, will be speaking as well. And I met with him last Friday and we visited for about an hour and a half at the chamber office. And he told me all kinds of stories and things that happened to him while he was studying at Harvard, and I'm excited for him to tell his story and share just a little bit about his experience of attending an Ivy League school. So that should be interesting. And then we'll wrap it up with Chase Hunter. He is an artist and a muralist who has been painting all over our community. Has done many murals. And he's in the middle of doing some right now, finishing up. I saw them painting at the corner of Penn and Chestnut when I left town. And so he's got some projects that he's working on currently. And so he'll be sharing about his leaving his artistic thumbprint in our community. So we're excited for that. So everyone is welcome to First Friday. It's typically always on the first Friday of every month from 7:30 to about 9 o'clock. If you're not able to attend, the city pays for it to be live streamed on the city's Facebook page through Larry McHugh Productions. And so you can always catch it at your leisure on social media as well. Friday night, after First Friday in the morning, that evening will be All Wheels Night, sponsored by Main Street. It's from 6 to 8 in downtown Independence in the 100 block, and the band Straightaway will be performing, and so lots of cars will be out, and lots of music will be played, and the restaurants will be open, so get out and enjoy some All Wheels Night this Friday. Saturday morning, I will be at the golf tournament. I will not be at Farmer's Market. I typically go every Friday and walk away with all kinds of fun things, whether it's something from a local artisan or if it's fruits and vegetables and breads from the farmers. But we have a great market. Usually over 25 vendors are there. It's every Saturday from 7:30 to 11, right behind Annie Mae's at the parking lot of Chestnut and 8th Street, right there at that corner. So put that on your fun things to do on Saturday. I would like to remind everyone, if you have kids 18 and under that are home for the summer and eating you out of house and home, that breakfast and lunch is being provided through the USDA and the USD 446 school system. They have a hot breakfast and a hot lunch being provided. So breakfast is from around 8 to 8:30 and lunch is from around noon to 12:45, Monday the 13th through Friday the 24th. So they took off a few weeks, probably for the holidays, and took off a little break, but they're starting back up next Monday. And then it'll wrap up for the summer season on July 24th. All the meals will be served at Jefferson School, which is at 2101 North 13th Street. And you can help out the cafeteria staff by calling and letting them know if you're planning to come at 332-1869. It's not necessary, but it is helpful. And they serve adult meals as well. So if you would like breakfast, adult breakfast is $3.85 and an adult lunch is $5.65. So hopefully that information is helpful to young families that have kids that could benefit from a free lunch and a free breakfast and a free lunch. The IMAX Singers Community Choir have been rehearsing and will continue to rehearse on Monday evenings from 6 to 7:30, and then their concert is scheduled for Wednesday, July 29th at 7 o'clock at the museum. And so if you would like to participate in the choir, you can still be a part of that. They will be practicing July 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. Those will be their three remaining practices as they get ready for, as I mentioned, their concert on the 29th. We have a couple of chamber member Bible churches that are offering Bible school, so I'll do a little shout out for them. First United Methodist Church has Vacation Bible School Monday through Thursday of next week from 5:30 to 8. They have lots of fun things planned. If you need information about that, call Bridget Hallett at 926-0616. And again, that's at the First United Methodist Church at 200 South Penn Avenue from Monday through Thursday of next week. And then the Hub Church will have Vacation Bible School Wednesday through Friday of next week from 6 to 8 in the evening. And they're located at 3176 West Main Street. And they'll have lots of fun things planned as well. And if you would like to give them a call, you can call 926-0708 for more information. The public library has a program coming up that I think will be very interesting. It's Thursday the 16th, so that's next week at 6 o'clock. It's being funded through Humanities Kansas, and it is A New Generation of Veterans, Stories from Iraq and Afghanistan. And so I think that this will be a very interesting program to attend. It's an evening program at 6 o'clock at the library, 220 East Maple. It's free, open to the public, so if you need more information, you can always call the library at 331-3030. But again, it's a program being offered at the public library, 220 East Maple, next Thursday at 6 in the evening, A New Generation of Veterans, Stories from Iraq and Afghanistan. The museum, we were talking about their choir that they have planned, that they're rehearsing and will be performing on the 29th, but they also have a watercolor workshop coming up on next Saturday, the 18th, from 10 to noon at the museum, and it's a watercolor workshop with Joan Allen. And so if you are a museum member, it's $25. If you're not a museum member, it's $30. And again, you can call the museum if you have questions or want to get signed up for that. And they have lots of other programs. You can go on their social media page, their website, and look at all of the offerings of things that they have. We're going to be talking about Metal Ark Lounge coming up, and that's under the umbrella of the museum as well. The Science and Tech Center has something fun planned. They are partnering with the ICC Mobile Fab Lab, and they're hosting a field day next Saturday, July 18th from 1:30 to 3 at 125 South Penn Avenue. That's the address for the Science Center. And they will have chomp saws, Lego kits, T-Bot hydraulics, snap circuits, and drones. So that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Yeah, the Mobile Fab Lab is really cool. So they're bringing that to town. And if you want more information about that, you can call 620-313-8780 and talk to the Independent Science and Technology Center. But again, that's next Saturday from 1:30 to 3. I mentioned that the First United Methodist Church is a chamber member. They're also having their 6th annual Desserts and More auction next Saturday the 18th at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple. Doors open at 5:30, finger food buffet starting at 6, and then the big dessert auction starts at 6:30, and they have desserts and crafts and all kinds of things. And it's a fundraiser for the church, but everyone is welcome. So if you want to participate in something fun, possibly take home some great desserts, put that on your calendar for next Saturday at the Wesley Center, and it's the Desserts and More. The county fair is starting up. It's the 105th Montgomery County Fair. So that'll be Wednesday the 22nd through Monday the 27th out at the enclosed 4-H buildings at Riverside Park. So that's always fun to go out and see all of the livestock, watch the kids show their animals, go in and watch look at all of the exhibits. So put that on your calendar if you're looking for something fun to do and support the youth of our county. The realtors and the bankers have all gotten together, and they're putting on an event called Pack the Cul-de-Sac, and they're showcasing all of the houses out in the Jefferson subdivision. So some of those houses were showcased last week at the Independence Housing Authority's Business After Hours that the chamber put on. And so we were able to get the keys to all of those homes and tour all of those homes as well, the ones that were built by the Housing Authority. But this is going to be all of the homes. This Pack the Cul-de-Sac will be for all of the homes that are in that area from 500 to 621 Catalpa. So that whole street of houses will be available. Excuse me, on Thursday the 23rd from 5 to 7. And all of the, as I said, the lenders will be there, the realtors will be there. They're going to have hot dogs and games for the kids and everything. So they're making it a fun family event, but just encouraging people to get out and see the insides of all of those homes and get connected with the realtors and the bankers who can help make that happen if you're looking to make a purchase. As we wrap up July, GloGolf will be Friday, July the 24th at 9 in the evening. Main Street will have their sidewalk sale on Saturday the 25th at 7:30 in the morning. The college is having their 28th annual Don Harris Golf Tournament on Saturday the 25th, and I think they still have openings. So if you want to get signed up for that, call 332-5489. And get your team of four together. And then Indy Saves, which is summer CPR classes, will be Saturdays, July 25th and August the 22nd from 9 to 11:30 at Indy Fitness at 2801 West Main Street. So if you're needing to get recertified or certified for adult, child, infant CPR, and AED training and choking, be sure and get signed up. You can call 331-8096 for more information. The last few things I'll talk about would be Metal Ark Lounge, which I mentioned earlier under the umbrella of the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. Metal Ark Lounge will be Saturday, July 25th from 7 to 9 in the evening. Lots of good performers will be lined up that evening. They'll have refreshments. The admission is $20 per person. We'll have more information as it gets a little bit closer. And you can always call the museum at 331-3515 for reservations for for Metal Ark Lounge, for the watercolor class, and anything else that the museum might have that they might be offering. So, and then men's basketball at the college will be hosting a youth camp. So Coach Jay Stedman was in the office yesterday and wanted us to just let everyone know that he's having a youth basketball camp Monday, July 27th through Thursday, the 30th. And camp is open for kids ages 6 to 13 from 9 to noon. And then 14 to 18 shows up from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And the camp is $125 for that four-day camp. But they do have scholarships for kids available. So so if you know of somebody who would like to participate and maybe funds are tight, be sure and call out to the college and let them know you're interested in a scholarship. You know, you might have more than one child in the family. That can get expensive. So don't let that get in the way, because they do have financial assistance. So call 956-961-8259. That's the number for head coach Jay Stedman, or you can call the college directly, or you can call the chamber and we'll point you in the right direction. But get the kids signed up for basketball. It's for both boys and girls. So again, 6 to 13 would be in the morning, and then the 14 to 18 year olds would be in the afternoon for the 4 days of July 27th through the 30th. And then I'll just say, save the date for movie night, which is August the 14th. We'll be showing Frozen. We selected Frozen because that will be the musical for this year's Niwala performance. And so we thought that would be fitting. And we'll be showing Frozen along with the Main Streets All Wheels Night, which happens to be Kids Night as well. So we'll start with All Wheels Night. The band that we'll be playing that night will be the high school band. So lots of kids and families will be downtown. We'll have pre-show activities leading up to the movie. And it's being sponsored by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and the Independence Community College. So it's going to be a fun night. Put it on your calendar for August the 14th.
Fantastic. Well, a lot of great stuff coming up, Lisa, and we appreciate you bringing that to all our attention. Anything else here before we wrap up?
No, I think that's it as far as calendar activities, but I do want to remind everyone to always check out our Facebook page, Get Independence. Follow our tourism Facebook page, which is Visit Independence KS. We have a TikTok page as well. Our website is indkschamber.org. Lots of information is held on the website. You can always give us a call at 331-1890 and provide us with information that you would like for us to share, maybe in future interviews on the radio, things you want us to include on the community calendar. Ask us questions. We'll try to provide you all the answers. And if there's any corrections that need to be made, be sure and give us a call.
All right. Well, Lisa, we appreciate you coming on by here and looking forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you. I'll be back next week.
It's Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce, and we have more coming up here on the Mighty 690.